Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is the one-year Bible reading for September 3rd. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 through chapter 7, verse 7. Don't team up with those who are unbelievers. How can righteousness be a partner with wickedness? How can light live with darkness? What harmony can there be between Christ and the devil? How can a believer be a partner with an unbeliever? And what union can there be between God's temple and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will live in them and walk among them. I will be their God and they will be my people. Therefore come out from among unbelievers and separate yourselves from them, says the Lord. Don't touch their filthy things, and I will welcome you. And I will be your father, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Because we have these promises, dear friends, let us cleanse ourselves from everything that can defile our body or spirit. Let us work toward complete holiness, because we fear God. Please open your hearts to us. We have not done wrong to anyone, nor led anyone astray, nor taken advantage of anyone. I'm not saying this to condemn you. I said before that you are in our hearts, and we live or die together with you. I have the highest confidence in you, and I take great pride in you. You have greatly encouraged me and made me happy despite all of our troubles. When we arrived in Macedonia, there was no rest for us. We faced conflict from every direction, with battles on the outside and fear on the inside. But God, who encourages those who are discouraged, encouraged us by the arrival of Titus. His presence was a joy, but so was the news he brought of the encouragement he received from you. When he told us how much you longed to see me and how sorry you are for what happened and how loyal you are to me, I was filled with joy. Psalm 47, 1 through 9, for the choir director, a psalm of the descendants of Korah. Come, everyone, clap your hand, shout to God with joyful praise. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is the great King of all the earth. He subdues the nations before us, putting our enemies beneath our feet. He chose the promised land as our inheritance, the proud possession of Jacob's descendants whom he loves. Selah. God has ascended with a mighty shout. The Lord has ascended with trumpets blaring. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King over all the earth. Praise him with a psalm. God reigns above the nations, sitting on his holy throne. The rulers of the world have gathered together with the people of the God of Abraham, for all the kings of the earth belong to God. He is highly honored everywhere. Proverbs 22:16. A person who gets ahead by oppressing the poor or by showering gifts on the rich will end in poverty. And that's the reading for September 3rd. And let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful today as we come into your presence that we have a Heavenly Father who hears and answers our prayer. And Lord, as we read the words of Ecclesiastes and the hopelessness and the uselessness of that writer, even though he was so wise, there were so many times his wisdom failed. And Lord, the wisdom of this always will fail. It is only the wisdom of God that succeeds. And Lord, as we look into the wisdom that we find in your word, it leads us to find in you the answers to every problems that we have. I pray that you'd be with us, be with all who listen to the words each day. Be with those who search out the word themselves. Let the words come alive and fill their hearts. And we pray it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.